Some sobering news on the pandemic now. More Americans have died from COVID-19 than during the 1918 so-called Spanish flu. And in Idaho, the Delta variant and low vaccination rates have created a crisis. Some Idaho hospitals are out of beds and authorized to ration care. And some patients are also being sent over to hospitals in Oregon and Washington. Joining us is Dr. Stephen Nemerson. He's Chief Clinical Officer for the St. Alphonsus Health System in Idaho and Eastern Oregon. He's in Boise. Doctor, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for allowing me to paint a clear picture of what's going on here in Oregon and Idaho.
And give us the picture of what you're seeing when you're in the hospital. What do you see as far as hospitals being overwhelmed with COVID patients?
Well, we're operating under crisis standards of care as activated by the state of Idaho on the 16th of the month. We're certainly caring for all patients that come to us. So what patients are experiencing is fewer visits by doctors and nurses, shorter time periods of interaction, being placed in unusual spaces throughout our hospitals. We've had to care for a few patients in one of our hospital gyms, which has been outfitted as a clinical space. Beyond that, It's really just continuing to stretch.
Tell us a little bit about the COVID patients you're seeing. Can you help us put a face on the patient?
Absolutely. The volume of patients with COVID that we're seeing continues to escalate. Currently, it's about 40% of our total inpatient volume, and that number continues to climb. That still means the majority of patients that we're taking care of don't have COVID, but what they have is urgent and emergent medical conditions that can't wait. We've discontinued the care of patients that can wait. If you look at our emergency departments, they're quite full with long waits. The same thing with our urgent care clinics. When we have bed spaces available and we are full to capacity pretty consistently in all of our hospitals now, we are getting patients into beds as quickly as we can, but often with significant delays. And then we are trying to get patients out of those beds and back home as best we can, as quickly as possible, to free up the beds for those who need us. What that means is we're sending patients home sooner than we otherwise would have in the past, often on oxygen and other medical therapies.
And I understand of the COVID patients in your system, a lot of them are younger than before, say in their 30s.
Yeah, tragically, it's pretty routine now for a patient in their 30s to die from COVID, a much larger number than we've ever seen before under the age of 50, and several of those have been in their 30s.
And you may not see this directly in your hospital or system, but what do you know of the conversation in Idaho of having to take certain patients and triage them over to Washington State, just because I imagine in some parts of the state, there's just no place for them, no space for them?
Yeah, well, fortunately, we have good collaboration across Idaho, Oregon, and Washington State to get patients to care at the right place at the right time, often just in time. Right now here in Idaho, where these crisis standards of care exist, we've avoided having to ration care or, God forbid, take a patient off life support in favor of a patient that has a better prognosis. But if things continue to move in this direction, I'm quite scared that we could end up there.
Wow. And in your career, have you had this fear before?
Certainly not. This is a event that I never expected to experience, even in my worst nightmares. And the tragedy of all this is it's entirely preventable.
Yeah. And as far as prevention, the vaccine situation, reality that you're seeing as far as who has the vaccines, who doesn't, percentage of COVID patients who are unvaccinated?
Well, in the regions that we serve, the majority of the community is still unvaccinated. Approximately 40% of people are fully vaccinated. And as a result of that, the spread of COVID throughout our communities is like wildfire. The solution would be to get those individuals vaccinated, but sadly, we're really not changing any minds.
And finally, can I ask about the impact on you as a provider? I mean, you mentioned fear. Do you have frustration? Do you have anger? I mean, what emotions are coming?
We have all those emotions. It's incredibly frustrating. The teams that are taking care of our patients, that are my colleagues, are experiencing moral injury, which means that their emotions are very high. They're experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder because they're talking to patients that fundamentally don't believe in science and the medical care that we're delivering. And then they watch, tragically, individuals die who are unvaccinated, knowing that this could have been entirely prevented. And then we have to support the families through that trauma. It's terribly hard.
Dr. Stephen Emerson is Chief Clinical Officer for the St. Alphonsus Health System in Idaho and Eastern Oregon. Doctor, thanks for taking the time.
You're very welcome. Thanks for letting me share.